Hello, and welcome to a new series of podcasts on resilience and reinvention from the Resilience Centre. I'm Lynn Worsley, the Centre's director. While most of us feel that we've moved on from the pandemic, the impact of it all, in lots of ways, continues, especially the after effects of loneliness and isolation. As a centre, we see the value of activating a process of resilience. This means connecting with others and learning the skills that we need to do that, to build our own mental health. This series of podcasts will showcase a range of perspectives and strengths of a range of our psychologists to encourage a greater resilience. They'll be speaking with a great friend of the Resilience Centre, Lee Hatcher, who's joining me now to preview it all.
Hey, that's me. It's so great to be involved in this. I've seen the people, I've seen the subjects, and they are all compelling. I really look forward to it.
I'm excited as well.
Well done, as always. So, as you say to many, it feels like we've moved on from the pandemic, and there are ways in which that's true, but things are still not quite the same, you say. How so?
Since the pandemic, the after effects of loneliness and isolation has just continued. I'm also noticing that in the centre, we're seeing a lot of people trying hard to be social again, but they don't seem to have the skills, or the skills have got rusty.
Now, that's interesting. They've kind of lost it or fallen off the back of a truck.
Or they're fearful.
Okay.
Or also the connections and the communities have sort of disintegrated in some way.
Yeah, that's true too.
So we've got a yearning at the moment, and we're seeing people yearning for community and connection, but they've got fears of being social or taking the initiative.
Yeah, I'd like to dig into that. Why fear? What are they fearing?
Remember, during the pandemic, we were told to be fearful.
Very much so.
It was the way they kept us all controlled, by using that fear, and for some good reason as well.
Yes.
But at the same time, it's left a scar of, is it okay to go out? Maybe it's okay to be all by myself.
Yeah. I'd imagine there are a whole lot of people listening to this who'd say, Lynn, we've moved on. And, you know, it's over. Life's continuing on as I really remember it in so many ways.
Yep. In some ways we have moved on. But it doesn't go back to the way it was. We've moved on, but there's some changes. What we're starting to notice now is an increase in people coming with mental health disorders, and an increase of symptoms of loneliness and isolation and rejection and fear that is driving mental illness.
So at the height of the pandemic, what happened to us and why, so that there's been this impact continuing on mental health, Lynn?
From our research in the centre, we have found that isolation and disconnection are directly linked to poor mental health.
Okay.
So we have poor mental health, and it's common to go into a protective mode. And when we are feeling worried and anxious, our protective mode is to shut down and become inward looking. And the more inward looking you are, the research tells us, the more likely you are to implode. You develop a it's not fair mentality, almost like a child reaction to, I want everything to be equal and people owe me things because they should have stopped it happening to me. So it's dominant in our society at the moment. Even on radio, you hear people talking about it's not fair.
Yes, yes.
And it exacerbates the isolation and the loneliness.
And it crosses all ages, I guess, with, you know, from kids at school and what happened to them right through every age.
That's correct. We also have an isolation and disconnection from our elders, our older people who are in nursing homes.
Yep.
And we have an isolation and disconnection during the pandemic, where we had regular family events that we would have had to hear of stories from our older people. We're just getting back to that, but it's taking a while.
Yeah. The interesting thing for me is that, okay, if we've got these continuing repercussions, the emphasis of this series is on resilience and reinvention, like you're looking to a better kind of way. Run us through some of the things you'll be specifically looking at.
Well, we have a team of professionals here who have continually, throughout the pandemic and as a result of the pandemic, have sat around and gone, well, what do we need to do here? What are some of the things that we could do to reinvent or help people to move into a point of resilience. We know resilience is linked to connection with other people.
Okay.
We know resilience is outward looking. We know resilience is a process. It's not something you have or you don't have. So we have some fantastic topics coming up from our musings around our lunch tables.
From great people, I must say.
From great people, yeah. And also from the research that we've gathered during this time.
Yeah.
Because we gathered some pretty good data. And on those research documents and the data, we found that people are really disconnected and have a heightened level of depression and anxiety as a result of that. So the topics we've got are about rekindling hope, improving our engagement, what we can do cross-culturally in our engagement, how we can manage stressful situations, what we can do in the workplace when we're not feeling terribly safe, and how do we overcome rejection.
So at the end of it all, what are you hoping the impact will be of this series of podcasts, Lee?
Oh, Lee, my best hopes is that the Resilience Centre is seen as a place where you can come and have hope and holistic mental health care, not diagnosis and pointing the finger and saying something's wrong, but looking at how you might grow. And my hope is that through the podcast, people will feel more comfortable with seeing someone they enjoyed listening to, that others out there will be able to make appointments with someone almost like they already know them. And most of all, I hope that we can relay to others the importance of good psychological research and its application in theory and life in general.
Such important work. I'm so looking forward to it. Thanks for just a taste. And we'll look forward to conversations ahead.
I'm looking forward to it too, Lee. You've been listening to a podcast in our Resilience and Reinvention series from the Resilience Centre. I'm Lynn Worsley. Catch our other podcast conversations in this series and many others at theresiliencecentre.com.au.